U.S., SAFECOM 2022 Emergency Response Strategic Plan Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency. The SAFECOM Executive Board is pleased to announce the publication of the 2022 SAFECOM Strategic Plan. The 2022 SAFECOM Strategic Plan describes the SAFECOM program's short and mid-term priorities, and associated annual products and activities, to enhance operability and interoperability for public safety communications through the education of the community, decision-makers, and elected officials. Report Abstract: The SAFECOM Strategic Plan describes the SAFECOM program's short and mid-term priorities, and associated annual products and activities, to enhance operability and interoperability for public safety communications through the education of the community, decision-makers, and elected officials. SAFECOM identifies these priorities annually through its committee structure, consisting of four standing committees: education and outreach, governance, funding and sustainment, and technology policy. SAFECOM also utilizes working groups and task forces to accomplish initiatives. SAFECOM partners and coordinates closely with the National Council of Statewide Interoperability Coordinators, NCSWIC, across multiple program subgroups and engagements. About SAFECOM: SAFECOM was formed in 2001 after the terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001 as part of the Presidential E-Government Initiative to improve public safety interoperability, allowing emergency responders to communicate effectively before, during, and after emergencies and disasters. SAFECOM's mission is to improve designated emergency response providers' interjurisdictional and interdisciplinary emergency communications interoperability through collaboration with emergency responders across federal, state, local, tribal, and territorial governments, and international borders. Public safety and emergency communications is an ever-changing field in which practitioners must stand ready to face new challenges. SAFECOM endeavors to assist the public safety community in navigating changes to the emergency communications ecosystem. You can now hear in more detail how SAFECOM supports the community by watching SAFECOM's latest video, SAFECOM, created by public safety stakeholders to strengthen emergency communications. This video features SAFECOM members highlighting key features of the program, including membership and participation, overall goals, and how SAFECOM helps strengthen the public safety community. Source: cisa.gov.